感谢主，在一年开始的时候，我们一起来敬拜他。
And we praise the Lord at the beginning of the year. We can come and worship Him together.
像我刚才祷告的，主不仅是我们的 cornerstone.
And as I prayed earlier, the Lord is not only our cornerstone.
希望上面的每一块石头就是你和我。都是 living stone, 都是活石、啊、
I pray that every stone that is built upon the stone, we are living stones.
我们这个人只要不放在 cornerstone, 我们就是死的。
If we are not set upon this cornerstone, then we are dead.
什么时候我们连于他，我们就活了。
Whenever we are united or connected with him, we are alive.
什么时候枝子离开葡萄树，就是枯干。
Whenever the branches are separated from the vine, it will wither.
什么时候枝子连于葡萄树，所有的丰富都在它里面。
Whenever the vine is connected to the vine, all the fullness of the vine is in it.
我们非常感谢主，新的一年，我们整个教会的主题。
We want to praise the Lord for the theme of this year for our church.
我们将同一心灵高举基督，同一脚中扩展神国。
With the same spirit, we want to exalt Christ, and with the same course, we want to expand God's kingdom.
因为我们一个月大概有一次这样子的 combined meeting.
Once a month, we have this opportunity of where we are combined, we're together.
以前我们就是一口气的一个题目一个题目讲下去。
But in time past, we just blow right through it, one topic after another.
所以英文组的弟兄姊妹来的时候，有的时候接不起上面的。
So brothers and sisters who are in the English-speaking congregation, when they come and join us, it's hard for them to be the continuation and follow.
所以我今年讲台，我们整个讲台的方式稍微有一点点的改变。
So the pulpit ministry for this year will have a slight change.
我们大概这十二次的combined meeting, 我们都集中一个主题讲唯独基督。
Of these 12 combined services, we're going to focus on the theme of Christ alone.
从四福音，尤其从马太福音，我们讲唯独基督。
From the four gospels, particularly the gospel of Matthew, we're going to come and look at Christ alone.
那么其他的中文组的主日讲台，我会从教会历史跟使徒行传来讲扩展神国。
And of the other services where we are separate, we're going to come and look at it through the book of Acts to look at the kingdom of God and how the kingdom of God is expanded.
那英文组也是这样啊。
The English ministry will try to do the same.
那我希望我们整个教会一年下来不是说说谈谈而已。
And I pray that this entire year for us as a church, that we're not just talking about these things.
今天早晨例外哈，因为新年。
This morning it's a little different because it's the brand new year.
我没有从马太福音，我今天从罗马书。
I did not start from Matthew. I want to start from the book of Romans.
因为我知道大家新年一开始都有很多的心愿。
And I know at the beginning of the year, many of us, we have a lot of wishes and hopes.
昨天晚上我听到一些姊妹们在我旁边讲说下雨了，但是希望从今年开始都要准时。
And I begin to hear sisters around me that says, oh, it's raining outside.But we pray that this year that we'll all be on time as we come to worship.
今天早上下雨天，大家准时的情形比平常好。
And I'll see the outside that it's raining, and we're a lot better this morning at being on time.
我们一面感谢神，一面要提醒弟兄姊妹，这是第一个礼拜而已。
On the one hand, we want to praise the Lord and thank God, but remind everyone this is but the first week of the year.
神宝贵我们的不光是有心愿，是有持续的心愿。
God treasures the fact that not only do we have desires, but the continuation of that desire.
神宝贵我们不仅有心愿，而且有实际。
God delights in the fact that we have a desire, but He delights more that we actualize those desires.
所以我今天讲的这个题目是从惊人恩典到得胜有余。
And so the theme or the topic for today is going from amazing grace to more than conquerors.
这是我们非常熟悉的一段圣经。
This portion of scriptures is something that we're all very familiar with.
但是我们希望在新年开始的时候借着这样子重要的一段经文再来提升我们这个人。
We pray that at the beginning of the year, that through this wonderful scripture, that we may be elevated before God.
我把它分成三段。
I broke it into three particular sections.
所以我们不一口气读完了，我们讲哪一段就读哪一段。
We're not going to read through them all at once. We're going to go through it one verse at a time.
第一段我们讲到唯独基督是神整个旨意的中心。
And at the very beginning, we want to talk about the fact that Christ alone is the center of God's will.
我们一起来读罗马书八章二十八节到三十节。
Let's come and read it together. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 through 30.
我们读一遍中文，读一遍英文。
We'll read it once in Chinese and we'll read it once in English.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来，又称他们为义， 所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀好英文
And we'll read it in English And we know that all things work together for good To those who love God To those who are the called according to his purpose For whom he foreknew He also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son That he might be the firstborn among many brethren Moreover whom he predestined These he also called Whom he called these he also justifiedWhom he justified, these he also glorified.
好，在这一段的圣经里面，他不仅仅告诉我们神永远的旨意是什么。
Not only does this portion of scripture tell us what is the eternal will of God.
好，在这一段的圣经里面也告诉我们神工作的法则原则是什么。
But these verses also tells us the principle by which God works.
这一段的圣经也更是在这里提醒告诉我们我们这一生为什么有各式各样不同遭遇的原因
And these verses also tells us the reason why we experience many, many different circumstances throughout this life.
我们为什么有这些环境的原因和目的到底是什么
What is the reason and the purpose of the circumstances that we encounter?
所以跟我们每一个人都有关系
So it has to do with every single one of us.
在这里我们先提到几个关键的词
And we want to point out a few phrases that are very important.
预知、预定、招来、称义跟得荣
Predestined, conformed, called, and glorified.
他在这里讲到神预先知道我们，他 foreknew 我们。
That he foreknew or he foreknew us.
而且他就预定了我们。
And that he predestined.
然后他把我们招来。
And that he has called us.
然后在他儿子的救赎里面，他称我们为义 ，justify 我们。
In the salvation of Christ, he justified us.
而至终他 glorify 我们。
And at the very end, he's glorifying us.
他叫我们得到荣耀。
That we may be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，我特别提醒大家一下，那个 Chuck Smith 在这里提醒我们一件事。
Our brother Chuck Smith reminds us of this one thing.
他是请你注意到这里用的是过去式的动词。
And please pay attention that the tense that is used is the past tense.
照着我们的经历，我们现在最多到被 justify 被称义了。
And according to our own experiences, to the extent of what we experience is that we are justified.
但是他却说 he glorify us.
But the verse, the scripture tells it that he also glorified.
他用过去式表示这件事情在神的心中他一定做成。
In the past tense, in the sense that in the heart of God, this is already accomplished.
When he purpose is done.当他定义的时候已经做成了
When God has purposed it, it is already done.
神叫你我这样子的人有一天在荣耀里面
And that you and I, one day, we are in glory.
我们有这么多的毛病这么多的软弱甚至这么多见不得人的事情
All these problems, all these weaknesses, things that people cannot see.
他却 justify 我们而且要 glorify 我们
Yeah, he's justified us, he's glorifying us.
要称我们为义要叫我们有份于他的荣耀
That we are justified, that we may be partakers of his glory.
所以预知、预定、招来、称义、得荣
And again, for new, predestined, called, justified, and glorified.
那我们一定会有一个问题的
Then we must come to this one question.
你想想看，你读完这个以后，你觉得你有什么问题
And I think about it, what kind of question arises as you go through these verses?
不要光听哈，动动脑筋
Use your mind, think about it.
有什么问题
What questions do you have?
我这样子的人
A person such as I
怎么可能荣耀
How can I be glory?
我怎么可能活出神的儿子来
How is it possible that I can live out Jesus Christ?
对不对我被称义我可以了解这是他白白的救恩
I've been justified, I can understand that because that isGrace freely given to me.
但是他居然要 glorify me.
Yet we see that the Lord God wants to glorify us.
那么从称义到得荣中间这一段
And between being justified to being glorified, this portion in between.
就是罗马书八章二十八节二十九节非常重要的事情
And it is what Paul is talking about in Romans chapter 8 verse 28 and 29.
这里讲到万事互相效力
And we see in verse 28 that all things work together
叫爱神的人得益处
For the good to those who love God
就是按他旨意被召的人
those who are called according to his purpose
这些预先所知道的人
and for all these he foreknew
他就预先定下了要效法他儿子的模样
so he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son
换句话说在这里刚才讲的这五件事里面
and again these five phrases that we just, or words we just used
从称义到得荣中间有一个过程是今天你我活在地上圣灵一直要做的事情
There's a process the Holy Spirit is doing and working in our lives between justification and glorification
就是他在这里 sanctify 我们他在这里 transform 我们他在这里洁净我们他在这里改变我们
It is that he is sanctifying us, he's transforming us
荣上加荣如同从主的形象变成的
from glory to glory as is from the image of the Lord himself
所以弟兄姊妹我说为什么这一段圣经解释了今天你我所有的遭遇
and this is the reason why I say that these verses explains everything we encounter today
在这里特别说保罗说我们晓得万事
here particularly Paul says I know that all things
互相效力
they all work together
你有没有注意到他说什么 all things
All things,
不是 something,
not just something,
不是 sometimes,
not sometimes.
在我们的经历里面，我们会觉得有一些事情我们经历到是神叫我长进，叫我得祝福。
And in our experiences, we say, oh, then maybe there's some things I can sense that it's because God's using that to cause me to grow and be blessed.
但是很多的时候我们不这样子觉得。
But oftentimes we don't feel that way.
我们只觉得 something.
We just merely feel that something
有一些事为我们效力了
Something is working for our good
哎呀我找到很好的工作感谢神
I got a wonderful job Thank the praise the Lord
博伟在不在
Boy, are you here this morning?
主给我一个很好的妻子感谢神
God's given me a wonderful wife Praise the Lord
万事互相效力
All things work together
从来都没见过的有一天跑到我面前来带到我面前来
Someone I've never met in the past all of a sudden she's my wife
弟兄姊妹我们有很多的事情我们会感谢神
A lot of things we will thank God for
但是碰到我们不喜欢的事情我们就不觉得他为我们效力
So when we come across things that we do not like we say oh I don't think those things are working for me
关键在于我能不能从心里相信万事 all things
The key is whether can we truly believe and trust that all things
我跟你说很多事情 doesn't make sense 很多事情你不觉得
Even though a lot of things that dodo not make sense you don't feel like they are
你看我昨天要来参加婚礼的时候十二点钟穿上衣服准备要走一发现送出去干洗的西装人家还给我是错的
and at 12 o'clock I was getting ready to go to the wedding and I was putting on my suit and I discovered the suit that I got back that was sent to dry cleaning they gave me the wrong suit back
我都要出门了然后发现西装是错的
I was on my way out the door I discovered this is not my suit
打电话去他都不接
and I called them and they didn't respond
打了好几次，一直想，一直想，想了起码二三十声，最后他接了。
It rings for about 20-30 times. Finally, somebody on the other end picked up the phone.
因为礼拜六中午他正要回家了，他说：“好，我等你，我等你。”
Because they were just about to leave, they were about to close the door, and said, "I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you."
你说他效什么力啊
？And how is that working for my good?
把我搞得烦死了，急死了。
And I was in such a rush, and I was just frustrated.
到加拿大去讲到发现鞋子穿错了穿的不一样的
and I went to Canada I discovered I was wearing two different shoes
他为我笑什么力
how is that working for my good
对不对很多的事情你都会觉得 doesn't make sense
you discover these things don't make sense
其实不是没有用的
it's not that they do not work
你就发现我发现两个鞋子不一样 我一天到晚都跟在于师母的后面
when I discovered that my two shoes are different it's because I've been following walking behind Pastor Nancy all my life
就显出我这个人很要面子对不对
it's discovered that I really care about saving my face
怎么会一个快六十岁的人去做一个三岁小孩子做的事穿错鞋呢
how is it possible that a 60-year-old man like me would do something a 3-year-old would do and wear wrong shoes on each foot
而且到加拿大去再怎么样是国际讲员
and I go to Canada at a very minimum I could consider myself an international speaker
结果穿了两个不一样的鞋子丢脸对不对
and I wear two different shoes and I can't save my face in that circumstance
其实今天1月6号是我来美国整整40年
and today January 6th is the anniversary 40 years anniversary of me coming to
40 years
40 years of anniversary coming to the States
我1979年1月6号到达美国的
1979 on this particular day I came into America
我在那边想我的这40年
And I began to ponder about these past 40 years.
我想到最好能够形容我的这40年就是摩西的第二个40年。
And I think the best way to describe these 40 years is the second 40 years that Moses gone through in his life.
神让我看见自己真的是无能。
The Lord really helped me to see that I am powerless.
我小的时候在基督教家庭长大，也还算敬虔的基督教家庭长大。
And I grew up in a very devout Christian family.
我再怎么样觉得自己蛮上进的，蛮追求的，蛮爱主的。
Time passed, I felt that, yeah, I esteemed to do well. I want to love the Lord.
我也觉得我愿意为主做，我也能够为主做一些什么。
And I feel that I am able to do something for the Lord, and I want to do something for the Lord.
40年下来被主显明自己里面真的是照我本相无善组成，真的。
These 40 years, I come before the Lord, I truly come to realize just as I am, there's nothing worth of praise.
如果没有主的恩典怜悯，真的是 we can do nothing.
Unless of the grace and the mercies of God, we cannot do a thing.
离了他真的是什么都不能做。
It's truly apart from Him, we cannot do a thing.
这是我四十年里面最大的感受，就是我这个人真的没有用。
The greatest a sense that I receive in these 40 years that I am powerless. I cannot do a thing.
神兴起了这么多环境在我身上，四十年过去了。
The Lord has raised up all these circumstances around my life. 40 years has gone by.
有很多的事情我就是巴不得它不要发生过。
A lot of things that I pray, oh Lord, I wish that it never happened.
当我在这边想说 all things 的时候，你们有时候很难接受它。
And when I come and look at scripture, when it says all things work together.
就你为什么要容许我说过那样子的话，做过那样子的事？
And I would say, Lord, why would you allow me to say such a thing and do such a thing?
主，你为什么要容许这样子的事情发生在我的身上？
Lord, why would you allow such a thing to happen in my life?
有一些是身体的疾病上的，有很多是在侍奉上的。
And some things are physical illness, and some things are in ministry related.
也有更多是我自己里面这个败坏的肉体所带出来的。
And there are more so of the things that comes out from this corrupt flesh that I possess.
所以我1979年肿了那么大的瘤，被纽约开刀，开到一半把我神经切坏了。我那时候就觉得神，你到底在干什么？
In 1979, I came to, I was in New York, had this major surgery, and they severed a nerve in my face, and my mouth is crooked. And I said, Lord, what are you doing?
我觉得已经够丑了，你又让我嘴角神经歪了。
And I had a huge tumor on my face. I said, Lord, this is ugly enough. Now you cost me to have a crooked lip.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面，不管是大的事情，甚至平凡的小事。有很多你会觉得不 make sense.
So, brothers and sisters, in our lives, there are big things and small things. We would have the sense that, Lord, it doesn't make any sense.
你不觉得它有任何的属灵意义在里面？
You said that there's no spiritual significance.
但是在这里来到一个对我们基督徒信仰的挑战。
But here we are all challenged as Christians.
我能不能相信 all things?
Can I believe and trust that all things,
所有的事情 work together?
That really all things are working together.
的确很多我不喜欢。
A lot of things I do not like.
的确很多不 make sense, 无可理喻。
A lot of things that I do not understand.
所以有一本书叫做 When God Doesn't Make Sense, 当神无可理喻的时候。
There's a book titled When God Doesn't Make Sense.
你信不来。
You cannot believe it.
但是弟兄姊妹，圣经上告诉我们，当我们在信心上好像信不来的时候。
But the scripture tells us that when our faith cannot attainto believing what is happening.
我们从深处里面对神有一个信任。
But in our depth, there's a trust.
当他无可理喻不 make sense 的时候，但是我还是信任他。
But when it doesn't make sense, I still trust him.
我信任他永远爱我。
I trust that he forever loves me.
这是圣经上明明说的，爱我们，爱我们到底。
That the scripture tells us he loves us and he loved us to the end.
我信任他，所有的事情在他的手中，他 control.
Amen. I trust that all things are in his hand.He is in control.
我也相信在我所有的难处里面，他有能力替我解决。
I trust that in all my difficulties, he has the power to resolve those issues.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he's the Almighty God.
同样的，我也信任他的智慧，他不会错。
And at the same time, I trust in his wisdom. He will not err.
虽然不 make sense, 但是我愿意信任他。
Even though for me it doesn't make sense, but I will trust him.
这就是约伯说的。
This is what Job is saying.
他觉得没有一件事情 make sense.
He says everything that's happened to me, none of it makes sense.
但是他说，就算他杀我，我还要信他。
And he says, even if he slays me, I will still trust him.
这个叫做信任。
This is trust.
就算杀了我，我还是信你，因为你是神。
Even if he slays me, I will still trust him because he is God.
弟兄姊妹，这是保罗在这里要告诉我们所有的圣徒，他都要告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Paul is telling all the saints.
神不会错。
God will not err.
不仅不会错，他不随便做事情。
Not only does he not err, he does not casually do something.
不仅仅他不随便做事，他每一件事都是带着积极正面的目的。
Not only does he not casually do something, but everything that he is doing, he does it with a positive intent.
要叫我们得益处。
That it is for the good of those who love God.
所以我很喜欢昨天婚礼上挑的经文，要常常主知道他是好的，是美善的。
And I love the verse that was chosen for the wedding yesterday. Oh, come and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah, God is good all the time.
Amen. God is good all the time.
在任何时候，在我失意的时候，在我得意的时候，他都是个 God is good.
Whether in circumstances that are favorable or unfavorable to me, God is always good.
所以这句话要用在自己身上，不要随便去用在别人身上。
We need to use these verses on ourselves. Don't go tell other people these verses for other people to hear.
我听过很多人喜欢把这句话讲，有时候讲过头了，像风凉话一样。
And I oftentimes hear people use these verses for others to the extent that it's almost a little crazy.
风凉话怎么讲？
Sarcasm.
Whatever.
Being very casual about it.
人家死的儿子死的丈夫了，就说万事互相效力。
And when you're at a funeral and somebody just lost a loved one, you go tell them all things work together for the good.
我真的听过，你知道吗？
I really have heard people say that.
我在书上也看过，人家死的丈夫他说神的手在他身上。
And I've seen people who lost their husband and people will say that God's hand is upon you.
我们是谁能够这样子 judge 别人？
Who are we to judge and to say such words?
有一次在非洲，有一个人带着他的仆人到山里面去打猎。
And the story goes that there was a man who took his servant to go hunt in the mountains in Africa.
结果那个主人不小心被那个捕兽器的陷阱给卡住脚了啊。
And unintentionally, the master, his foot was caught in the trap.
哦，他痛得不得了，在那里止伤止血，实在很辛苦。
He was in severe pain. He was trying to take care of his wound and stop the bleeding.
那他的仆人跟他说，万事互相效力。
And his servant says, all things work together.
把他气死了。
And he was so mad.
你气不气
？Would you be mad?
你说我没有仆人了，不是。
He said, I have no servants. There's no opportunity for me to be mad.
啊，他真的气死了。
And he was really mad.
结果后来在他们要就只好放弃了要回来的路上。
And as they were giving up the hunt on their way home,
突然碰到非洲的土著，是食人族的。
And they came across a tribe that were cannibals.
啊，这个主人来不及跑。那个仆人撒腿就跑。
And this master, he's wounded. He couldn't run very fast. And the servant started to run and flee.
没想到这些食人族不抓他主人去追那个仆人。
And not to realize that the cannibals they did not pursue the one who was injured, but the one who was running.
因为他们献祭要献没有瑕疵的。
And they want to sacrifice one that was without blemish, without wounds.
这时候该主人说万事互相效力了。
Now all of a sudden the master says yes indeed all things work together for the good.
弟兄姊妹，这里不是我们要说的，我们不去用在别人身上。
This is not what I'm talking about. We don't use and apply this verse in other people's lives.
我们如果不先真实的用在自己身上，我们就不要随便去用在别人的身上。
We do not firsthand practically use these verses and apply them in our lives. Don't casually apply it in other people's lives.
但是我希望我们带着一个非常正面的态度，知道神在做什么。
But I do pray that we come with a very positive attitude and knowing what God is doing.
他在这里训练我们。
And here he's training us up.
他训练的目的是叫我们像耶稣。
And the purpose of this training is that we will all would be like Christ.
他叫万事互相效力的目的是要把我们磨成变成像耶稣。
That again, all things work together for the good of those who love him, so that we may be conformed to the image of Christ.
这个叫做王子训练班。
And this is a training course for prince, for princes.
我知道很多国家都有国家重点培养的人才，对不对？
And I know for every country they have these training curriculums to cultivate those who are.
他可能有特殊的才能。
People with special talents and abilities.
或是要准备培养奥林匹克。
For example, to cultivate Olympians.
听说中国培养一个奥林匹克的一个选手要花5亿人民币的哈。
And for China to cultivate an Olympian, they need to spend how much?
$500 million.
$500 million.
花这么多的钱，这么多的心血，这么多的连日培养一个人才。
They spend all of this money, all of this time, all of this effort to cultivate one person.
弟兄姐妹，圣经上告诉我们，我们都是神在培养的人才。
And the scripture tells us that we all are being cultivated by God.
这个王子训练班，你不要以为我们是往脸上贴金啊。
And this is the training course for princes. And don't think that we're like flattering ourselves.
启示录告诉我们，将来要在天上与主一同做王啊。
And the book of Revelation tells us that we will be seated and throned with Christ.
看看我们这副德行，哪里像个王啊？
When we look at ourselves, we're far from being those who will rule with Christ.
所以你在旧约四世纪，你发现当米甸人在这里杀神的百姓的时候
，In the book of Judges, the Midianites when they were coming to kill the people of God.
基甸抓到他们以后就问他们，你杀的人是谁
？Gideon, when he captured those Midianites, he said, "Who did you slay?"
这三个仇敌的王怎么回答他
？The king of these the enemy nations, how did they respond?
他说他们都像你一样有王子的样式
And they were all like you with countenance of a prince
弟兄姊妹神家的儿女们要有王子的样子
Dear brothers and sisters the children of God we need to have the countenance of a prince
在新约使徒行传第四章
And in the New Testament Acts chapter 4
当彼得和约翰被抓的时候
When Peter and John when they were captured
那时候的官长们、文士们、长老们
，the elders, the scribes, those who were leaders in the nation of Israel，
都看出这些人是加利利的小民，根本没受过什么教育，没有文化的。
They all knew that these were men that were uneducated。
但是圣经上说，却认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
But they all recognized that they were followers. They followed Christ.
弟兄姊妹，跟过耶稣的。
These are people who look like they follow Christ.
你需不需要别人形容你的时候说这个人是跟过耶稣的
？Do you want someone to define you the same way?
不在乎你身上挂了几个博士学位、硕士学位、神学博士。弟兄姊妹，如果人家说这一班人是像耶稣的、跟过耶稣的，我觉得这是对我们最好的肯定。
It doesn't matter how many theological degrees you possess. If someone can say you look like someone who's followed Christ, that's far more better.
这是神一直在我们身上做的。
This is what God's continually to do in our lives.
万事互相效力。
Yes, all things work together.
所以你在家里面有任何的不愉快。不要随便让它过去。
So whenever there's any moments or circumstances of unhappiness in the family, don't casually let it go by.
千万不要让它浪费了。
Don't let those opportunities be wasted.
因为它是 all thing 万事中的一件事。
I emphasize again, that is just but one of the all things.
而且原谅我说啊。
Forgive me for saying this.
越容易摸着我们 provoke 我们的事情。
The things that would easily provoke us.
都是神在这里显明，这是我的未得之地。
It is God revealing to us these are lands that you have not yet possessed.
这是我生命中最需要被改变的地方。
These are the areas in your life that need most transformation.
年轻的孩子们一样。
For those of us who are young in this room,
你们可能最讨厌听见爸爸妈妈在里面叨你们。
Perhaps the one thing that you hate the most is that a mom and dad nagging me.
但是这是我们生命中最需要被神改变的地方。
But you need to discover that this is the one area in your life that needs to be transformed the most.
夫妻之间一样，教会一样。
Husband and wives, our church family as a whole is the same.
在人生的遭遇上都一样。
And everything we encounter in this life, it is the same.
我们有喜欢的环境，不喜欢的环境。
Again, those things that we like and those circumstances we do not like.
我们为什么不喜欢？因为它让我不舒服。
We don't like it because we don't feel comfortable in it.
而这个不舒服摸到了我里面的生命。
And this uncomfortableness touched something inside.
这个东西说出了我的生命需要被神改变，被 transform.
This touched something that speaks of the.Necessity for me to be changed and be transformed.
我们需要被降卑，我们需要被 purify， 我们需要学顺服。哎呦，太多的东西都摸到我们。
I need to be humbled. I need to be purified. I need to learn to be obedient. A lot of things touch us in that way.
这里讲到唯独基督。
So here it says again, Christ alone.
神让万事整个旨意都朝着这件事情。
The eternal will and purpose of God is all converging on this one thing.
需要时间过去了，环境过去了。到最后的结局都是基督。
As time goes by, as circumstances go by, everything will converge onto Christ.
第二个，我们在这里看到，当他把基督给我们的时候
，And secondly, we see that as Christ is given to us,
在基督里面，他把所有的恩典都给了我们。
And in Christ, He's given us the full abundance of His grace.
以弗所书第一章第三节，他说：“神已经曾经。”把天上各样属灵的福气都在基督里赐给了我们。
Ephesians chapter 1, the scripture tells us that God has given us all the blessings in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
他没有留下一样好处不给我们。
He did not leave one thing behind That is good for us.
所以保罗在这里，罗马书第八章是他第一到第八章的一个总结啊。
And so here Paul is actually summarizing what he's talking about in chapter 8.
他前面讲到我们被因信称义，我们在圣灵里面被改变。
And these last eight chapters, he talks about how we're justified by faith, how we are changed and transformed.
他也讲到有一天我们要身体得赎，要得到荣耀。
And then he comes and he talks about one day that our body would be redeemed and it would receive glory.
所以我用最快的话讲保罗讲罗马书的总结。罗马书讲到我们被定罪、被称义、成圣、变化、得荣。
And again, very quickly, Paul tells how we are foreknew, we are called, we're predestined.And we are justified, we are glorified.
弟兄姊妹，讲到这里要结束的时候，
And as he comes to a conclusion,
他除了有八章二十八节到三十节的一个总结，让我们看见神的蓝图、神的目的到底是什么。
And as he concludes these eight chapters with these three verses, he laid forth the blueprint and the foundation of what God is doing.
让我们看见神工作的法则是什么，就是要叫我们像耶稣。
That we may see the principle and the reason by which why God works, that we may be like Christ.
也讲到我们在遭遇中该用什么样的态度，就是得着基督。
And what kind of attitude we need to have in all these circumstances, that is to lay hold of Christ.
所以讲完了以后，他底下就说。
And then to follow, he says these words.
他弄了五个问题。
He asked these five questions.
有的时候用问题来做结论更强而有力。
Now, oftentimes, as he responds with a question, it is more powerful.
好，他为什么用问题来做结论？
Why did he use these questions to stir up an answer?
因为这每一个的问题都是很清楚的答案了。
Because every one of his questions has a very clear answer.
每一个问题。都应该知道的。
And every single one of these questions, he stands from the perspective you ought to know.
所以他在这里说，既是这样。
He said, if this is so,
我还有什么可以说的呢？
What then shall we say to these things?
底下他就开始问，神若帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢？
If God is for us, who can be against us?
如果神都愿意帮助我，谁还能抵挡我？
If God is wants to be my aid, who can resist me?
Harry Foster 弟兄说，我们跟神，我们加上神就是 majority.
And Henry Foster reminds us that us plus God is the majority.
只要我们跟站在神这边，跟神在一起，我们就一定是多数。
Whenever we are standing on God's side, we are always the majority.
整个万有伏在他的脚下。
Yes, the whole universe is under his feet.
谁能够跟他相比呢？
Who can resist him?
南北战争一个很重要的战场战役之前
the Civil War right before this critical battle
林肯旁边的一个将军在那里讲说明天这一个决定性的战役
there was a general that was standing right next to Lincoln and said tomorrow this is a decision point for the war
不晓得神会不会帮助我们站在我们这一边
I don't know whether God would be on our side
林肯回答他
and our President Lincoln responded to him
他说我担心的不是神站不站在我们这一边
he says what I worry about is not whether we areWhether God is standing on our side.
我担心的是我们是不是站在神这一边。
I worry whether we are standing on God's side.
弟兄姊妹，在你有需要、在困难不能解决的时候
，Friends, so when you are in the hours of need and when you have time difficulties that you cannot resolve.
当耶稣亚要去打耶利哥的时候
，When Joshua was about to go conquer the city of Jericho.
我们都在乎神是不是站在我这一边。
Every single one of us, what we care about is God with me. Is God on my side?
林肯总统提醒我们，关键是我是不是站在神这一边。
Our President Lincoln reminds us the key point is, are we standing on God's side?
当我站在神这边的时候 ，no one can against us.
When we are standing on God's side, nothing can prevail against us.
神帮助我们，谁能够抵挡我们呢
？When God is for us, who can be against us？
并不是代表人生没有难处。
It's not to say that in this life we won't have any difficulties。
而是没有一件难处可以挡住我们去得着基督。
But not a single difficulty could be in the way of us coming to Christ。
没有一件事情可以让我们跟基督的爱隔绝的。
Not a single thing can separate me from the love of Christ。
第二件事情
Secondly,
他说神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗
He says he who did not spare his own son but deliver him up for us all how shall he not with him also freely give us all things
换句话说就是没有一个好处神不给的
And in another word God is telling us I did not spare one good thing from you
我常常在很多地方考 考听众一个问题啊。
And oftentimes I would throw a quiz out to the audience.
特别是好多年以前我讲的那个题目“得着神的上好”。
And many years ago, I shared on this particular theme of getting God's very best.
我说到底什么叫做神的上好
？What is the utmost, the very best of God?
啊，我们很多时候都有标准答案，都说耶稣。
A lot of us have a standard answer, Jesus.
都有说基督。
Everybody says Christ.
那我说圣经的根据在哪里
？And where is the foundation?Of that response.
啊，这一节就是很好的一节。
I said this particular verse is a great response.
神如果连他的儿子都愿意为我们舍得给我们
，If God is willing to spare His Son for you and me,
他岂不是把万物和他自己都白白的给我们
？Can you not consider that He would deliver all things and Himself to you and me?
换句话说，连这个都给了，别的怎么会不给呢
？In another word, if I've given you this, what else would I withhold from you?
例如说把整个旧金山当堂的几栋摩天大楼都送给你了。
In another word, if I gave all the skyscrapers in San Francisco to you,
那你会不会要他门口的那个 doormat? 哇这个好漂亮啊可不可以送给我
Can I have that doormat at the entrance of the building too?
我们不会注意在小的东西我们知道我们是何等的丰富的一般人
Your eyes will not be cast upon those small things You begin to discover how rich and how full you are
我为什么这么讲因为三十多年前有一位长辈来看我跟于师母
And I say this because about 30 years ago There's an elderly brother who came to visit me and Sister Nancy
我们陪他到旧金山downtown走一走看一看 Embarcadero Center
We took him to Embarcadero Center just to sightseeing in San Francisco
他有一个朋友一起来我们在那里一面走路一面聊天
He had a friend that was with him and we were just casually walking the street we're talking to each other
他那个朋友说哇如果旧金山中间有一栋楼是我的话太有福了
And one of his friends says man if one of these buildings belonged to me how blessed would I be
然后我叔叔说不用一栋给我一层我都很知足
And my uncle says I don't need the whole building just one floor I'd be satisfied
你看到没有 San Francisco
This is San Francisco.
一层楼就可以让一个人一辈子满足。
Just one floor of a building, he would be satisfied for the rest of his life.
你就晓得我们这个人在神这么伟大的应许面前，我们根本没有 activate our faith， 我们没有用信心以所听见的道来调和。
You come to discover that in contrast to this verse, that our faith has not yet mingled with what we have heard.
他把他儿子给我们，没有一个可以跟他儿子比的。
He's given us his son.Nothing else can compare to his son.
所以要尝尝主恩的滋味，便知道他是美善的。
So all taste and see that the Lord is good.
我们对得到的基督太轻看了，太忽略了。
We despise so much and so often that we have Christ.
第三个，谁能够控告神所拣选的人呢？有神称他们为义了。
And the third question, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
啊，有另外一个翻译翻的。更先进啊
There's a Chinese translation that's even better.
好的，谁能够控告神所拣选的人呢？难道是称他们为义的神吗？
The translation goes, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? Would it be the God who already justified them?
连那个称我们为义的神都不能再定我们的罪。
Even the God who already justified us, he will no longer condemn us.
因为他是信实的，他是公义的。
Because he is faithful, he is righteous.
他不能够违背他自己。
He cannot go against himself.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个多么大的恩典啊！
What an amazing grace!
下一节也是一样啊。
And the verse that follows the same.
他说：“谁能够定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了。”而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边替我们祈求。
And he says, "Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us."
同样的，另外一个翻译，谁能够定他们有罪呢？难道是那位已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神右边替我们祈求的基督吗
？Another translation also goes, "Who is he who condemns? Is it Christ?" Who already died and furthermore also risen and is at the right hand of God who intercedes for us?
哦，所以在这里，保罗等于在这里告诉我们。
And it is Paul who's telling us.
连神都不能控告我们。
Even God himself, he will not condemn us.
就没有人能控告我们。
So therefore, no one else can condemn you.
连为我们死、为我们复活、为我们在天上祷告的基督，他都不能够定我们的罪。
The Christ who died, who's risen. who's ascended on high at the right hand of the Father, he himself cannot condemn us.
更不要说别人。
Not to say anyone else.
弟兄姊妹，我是觉得为什么叫 amazing grace?
Brother and sister, why? Why the words amazing grace?
如果我们没有认识自己多么的败坏，罪恶多么的可怕。
And we do not see how corrupt and how filthy, how despicable the sin is.
或是一个犯罪的人被控告所折磨的那种痛苦的话，
and we do not come to realize as a sinner how we are condemned and being under that condemnation.
我们不太能够了解这个多么伟大。
And we do not really fully grasp how wonderful, how amazing this is.
在基督的血里面一盖，盖着，再有没有人可以挖出来？
That in the blood of Christ, all is covered. No one can dig it up again.
没有人可以再控告我们。
Everything is buried. No one can condemn us.
没有人可以再定罪我们。
No one can continue to condemn.
我们最近都在读创世纪，挪亚方舟，当神审判全地的时候。
And when we were reading, or we're all trusted reading the book of Genesis, when God is judging the world in the time of Noah.
当洪水来审判全地的时候。
When the flood came to judge the entire world.
连天下最高的山都被淹没了。
Even the highest mountain was covered in water.
没有一个人可以逃避神的审判。
Not one can escape the judgment of God.
它比最高的山还要高15轴，是我。几乎三倍高。
It's 15 cubits taller than the highest peak in the world.
没有人可以逃避神的审判。
No one can escape the judgment of God.
但是在方舟里面，在基督里的。
But inside the ark, those who are representative inside Christ.
洪水再高，方舟永远在它上面。
No matter how high the flood, the ark is always above the flood.
在基督里，我们脱离了控告，我们脱离了定罪。
That in Christ, we have been.Separated, be set free, we have been set free from condemnation.
保罗说，这怎么说呢？难道我们可以因为这样子就尽量的犯罪，叫恩典显多吗？
And Paul says in response, shall we continue to sin that grace may abound?
然后他说断乎不可，这是
He says absolutely not.
真正经历神赦免之恩的不会是个样子。
Those who have truly received the grace of God, they will no longer respond that way.
我们里面充满了感恩。
We are full of thanksgiving.
昨天在非洲有一个小黑奴，他玩弹弓啊。
And again, long ago, there was a boy in Africa. He was a slave.
他平常都要做很多苦工，洗碗啊，做这个做那个。买东西啊，打杂啊。
He was given the responsibility of a lot of chores and every single day.
有一天他拿那个弹弓玩的时候，啪一下，把一只鸭子主人的鸭打死了。
He was playing with a slingshot, and one day he accidentally killed a duck that belongs to the master.
他吓死了。
And he was terrified.
看看旁边没有人，就在树旁边挖个洞把它给埋了。
He looked around, nobody was watching, so he dug a hole and he buried the duck.
他看看没有人，他就放心了。
He noticed nobody was watching, so his heart settled.
没有想到，等到他回到厨房去的时候。
Not to discover when he came back to the kitchen.
另外一个仆人就跟他说。
Another servant said to him.
去打水。
Go fetch water.
他说今天不是我 on duty, 不是我。
He said today it's not my turn. I'm not on duty to fetch water.
他说你不要忘了树底下那只鸭子啊。
And the man said to him, "Don't forget about the duck that is buried under the tree."
他就晓得被他看到了。
So he knew, okay, he saw him.
那个时候你偷了主人的东西。主人不喜欢你是可以把你卖掉，甚至可以把你杀掉的。
And in those days, if you've done anything that is displeasing to the master, you could be sold or you could even be killed.
他吓死了。
And so he was terrified.
乖乖去打水。
So he just went and fetched the water.
所以这个人无论叫他劈柴，叫他打水，叫他洗衣服，叫他做任何事情，当他不想做的时候，他就提醒他不要忘了树底下的鸭子。
So ever since then, this man would tell him to go do this, go do that, give him a lot of things, just keep him busy, give him to do. Whenever this little boy he doesn't feel like doing it, the man would remind him of what he had done.
所以他一直活在控告，活在恐惧的底下。
So every single day he is always living under condemnation, the fear of condemnation.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
他决定去找主人。
He decided he's going to go talk to the master.
他跟主人认罪。
And he confessed the sin to the master.
告诉他我错了。
He told the master, "Master, this I made a mistake."
告诉他我做了什么。
And he told the master what he did.
然后主人也是蛮有恩典的，原谅了他。
And this master was very compassionate and forgiven him.
说我原谅你。
And I forgive you.
等到他再回到厨房去的时候。
And when he goes back to the kitchen.
那个人说去打水。
And this man once again says, "Go fetch water."
他说我不去。
He said, "I'm not going to go."
你不要忘了树底下的鸭子啊。
He says, "Don't forget that duck under the tree."
他说没关系，你去跟主人讲吧。
He said, "It's okay. You can go tell the master."
弟兄姊妹， 这个叫做里面的罪被解决了。
But this is what is talking about where the sin within is dealt with.
所以当我们真正在神的面前认罪悔改，
When we truly confess our sins before God and repent,
神是信实的，是公义的。
Our God, He's faithful, He is just.
他要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
He will forgive us of our sins and all of our unrighteousness.
这个时候我们里面向着神是坦然无惧的。
And then we can have a clear conscience before God.
我们对着仇敌的控告我们是勇敢的。
We come before God without fear and we can be bold before the condemnation of the enemy.
我们对着我们自己败坏的生命我们是谦卑的。
And according to this corrupt flesh within me, I am now humbled.
我不敢再随便犯罪。
I dare not casually sin.
弟兄姊妹，这是神伟大的恩典。是用他儿子的血 cost his life.
This is God's amazing grace, and it cost the life of his son.
来解决了我们人生最痛苦的问题。
It's to deal with the most difficult and hurtful problem within human nature.
来解决整个人类不管多么聪明，科技多么发展，永远不能解决的问题就是罪。
To resolve the problem, then no matter how much we advance in technology.We cannot resolve the issue of sin.
也是你我这一生中最大的问题，自己最不能解决的问题，就是罪。
It is the biggest problem for all of us. It is the issue of sin that we cannot resolve ourselves.
最后
，And lastly,
三十五节，谁能够使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身肉体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗
？And Paul says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?
三十六节，如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，人看我们如将宰的羊。
As is written, for your sake we are killed all day long; we are counted as sheep for the slaughter.
三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Verse 37, yet.In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
King James 翻作 yet.
The New King James versions use the word yet.
很多的圣经的翻译叫做 no, 没有一件事情。
Many of other versions use the word no, not a thing.
还有一个翻译叫 nay.
Another word, probably a very old translation, nay.
难道是这个是这个是这个是这个吗？他说 no 或者 nay。
Could it be this? Could it be this? Could it be this? Nay。
中国翻译然而味道不够。
And so the Chinese translation is not quite there。
难道是这个？难道是这个？他非常笃定的回答说 no。
Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? No。
没有一件事。
Not one thing。
所以我儿子很小的时候，我们 family 这个祭坛读经的时候，那天也读到这一段。
And when my son was young, when we had our family altar, we were studying the scripture together.
他那天就用说，难道是手机吗？难道是 video game 吗？难道是电影吗？有现代的 version.
He used the today modern version. He said, could it be my phone? Could it be a video game? Could it be this? Could it be that?
我觉得非常好。
And I thought it was very good.
因为我十几年前在中国的时候，有一个家庭教会很感叹的对我们说。
And many years ago, we were in China visiting a home church, a house church, and very regrettably they said,
他说从前我们有患难、有困苦、有逼迫、有这么多的东西，我们还能够说没有一件事叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
In time past, we had persecution, we had perils, and we had hard times, and we were able to proclaim and say, yes, not a single thing.Can separate us from the love of Christ.
今天患难没有了，困苦没有了，逼迫没有了，赤身肉体没有了，饥饿没有了，但是任何一件事情叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
But nowadays, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, and peril, they're all gone. But anything, they are separating us from the love of God.
在 Silicon Valley, 没有逼迫，没有饥饿，你看每一个面色红光，对不对？
But sister, here in the Silicon Valley, there are no tribulation, there are no famine.
我们在这里没有这么多的困苦，没有这么多的 tribulation.
And we don't have these hard times, we don't have these difficult tribulations.
到底什么事情叫我们与基督的爱隔绝？
But what exactly causes us to be separated from the love of Christ?
我觉得我们每一个人都应该写下自己的 list.
I think every single one of us, we need to go write down this list.
难道是我的家庭吗？是我的爱情吗？
Is it because of my family? Is it because of my passion and my romance?
难道是我的工作、我的事业吗？
Is it my work? Is it my career?
是我的娱乐吗？
Is it the things that I want to have fun in?
是我的投资、我的财富吗？
My investment, my wealth?
我的健康吗？
My health?
很多人一有病就不能来教会了。
As soon as I am sick, I can't come to church anymore.
哦，很多人只要家庭里面一有问题，不来聚会了。
A lot of people, as soon as they got problems at home, they won't come to church anymore.
很多人玩 video game 没有办法读经了。
A lot of people who are addicted to video games, they can't read the books.
很多人看着不该看的东西，没办法祷告了。
And they come go to sites online that they can't pray anymore.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都有自己的 list.
A brother and sister, every single one of us, we have a list of our own.
我们都应该在新年的时候很谦卑的在主面前祷告。
In this new year, we all need to humble ourselves and pray before God.
这是保罗的。
This is a list for Paul.
因为他们就是在遭受逼迫、困苦、赤身肉体被杀害、饥饿、贫穷。
Because indeed, these were the things that they were experiencing.
但是今天21世纪 Silicon Valley 的人
But for those of us who are living in the 21st century, those of us who are in the Silicon Valley,
说得更具体一点
and to be more practical,
就是你的和我的，到底我们的 list 是什么？
What exactly is your list and my list?
什么东西叫我荣誉与基督的爱隔绝？
What are the things that would cause me to be separated from the love of Christ?
保罗那么勇敢地说 No!
Paul boldly says, No!
我们能不能靠着主的恩典也说 No!
Not a thing can we say by the grace of God,
尤其在新年开始的时候，我们对着这一切捆绑我们、束缚我们、让我们不能自由爱神的，我们都说 No!
Particularly at the beginning of the year, we would have the courage and the boldness to say to all those things that would hinder us from the love of Christ and say No!
你知道凭着自己不行。
That by my strength I cannot.
所以保罗说
So therefore, Paul says,
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上得胜有余。
By the Lord who loves me, I am more than conqueror through him who loves us.
More than conquerors.
I am more than conqueror.
很多时候 NBA 比赛到最后延长赛的时候，最后一秒钟被人家赢了，那是勉强赢的。
And we see a lot of basketball games that they would go to overtime and at the very end they just missed that they win by that one shot. They barely won.
你看他们都年轻人露出苦笑来。
And a lot of young people, we can see that face of bitterness on us right now.
因为几天前 Warrior 就是这样输给 Houston.
A few days ago, that's how we lost to Houston.
偶被人家赢了一点点。
And they beat us by one point.
所以我们不服气。
So,We're not settled.
保罗告诉我们的 more than 得胜有余。
Paul says here more than
不是赢这么一点，简直是没得比的赢。
We did not just become conquerors by that one point. We are more than all these things.
怎么样子 more than conquerors?
How are you able to be more than conquerors?
怎么样可以得胜有余？是靠着爱我们的主。
It is through Him who loved us.
所以唯独基督叫我们得胜有余。
It's only Christ alone.Can allow us to be more than conquerors.
所以38节、39节的结论，我们一起来读。
Verse 38-39, let's read it together.
因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的，是有能的，是现在的事，是将来的事，是高处的，是低处的，是别的受造之物，都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝。这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里的。好，我跟你们发出一个挑战。
And I have a challenge for every single one of you.
你能不能找出任何一个挑战不列在三十八节里面的？
Can you discover any difficulties that is not listed in verse 38?
你能不能找出任何一个借口让我没办法爱主，没办法得胜？
And can you find any excuse that enables you not to be overcomers?
不论是死是生，是天上的掌权的，是有能的，现在的，将来的，高处的，低处的。中文说或是别的受造之物，或是说 no ending else in all creation.
Here Paul says that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other created thing.
所有人想到的一直讲到最后用一个包罗万有的字来表达所有其他的都不能。
He tried to use his mind and he writes down everything and expands and expands and expands and at the very end he used an all-inclusive phrase nor any other created thing.
弟兄姊妹我必须要结束了。
Brothers and sisters, I have to come to an end here.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
基督爱我们是绝对的爱。
Christ loves us with an absolute love.
永远不会改变的爱。
A love that is forever and unchanging.
而就是靠着这个爱让我们可以站立在 cornerstone 上面。
And it is through this love that we are able to stand on the cornerstone.
也就是靠着这个爱让我们可以得胜有余。
It is through this love that we can be more than conquerors.
也就是因着这个爱。
It is through this love.
没有一件事能叫神不爱我们。
That can cause God not to love us.
没有一件事能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，就是神永远爱我们。
Not one thing can separate us from the love of God, because God forever loves us.
但是就是我们自己。
But one thing, we ourselves.
如何去回应神这么伟大的救恩？
How do we respond to this amazing grace and salvation of the Lord?
他的这个爱是在耶稣基督里的。
This love is in Jesus Christ.
所以当我们把一个器皿丢到大海里去的时候，
And when we cast a vessel into the ocean.
周围全是海
and the water surrounds it.
全是神的爱
It is all God's love.
不可能改变的
It will never change.
但是就的主观上
But subjectively,
我们在这个爱里面享受多少
In the midst of this love, how much you will enjoy this love?
我们经历的这个爱多少
How much you've experienced this love?
我们真正靠着这个爱过得胜有余的生活能够到什么程度
To the degree that you can experience that this love allows you to be more than conquerors.
是在乎我们如何去回应像这汪洋大海的爱
Has everything to do with your response to this ocean that is surrounding you.
我常讲的一个简单的比喻
And I give this very simple analogy.
你可以把一个 water bottle 这样子的水瓶
，you could cast a water bottle
丢到大海里面去。
You cast it into the midst of the ocean.
它在大海里。
He is in the midst of the ocean.
它在神的大爱里。
It's in the midst of the grand and great love of God.
但是它自己里面经历了多少，在乎这个器皿向着这个爱盖子是不是打开来的。
And how much he experiences this love has everything to do whether this bottle is opened up or not.
如果是打开来的
If the bottle is open,
不要说 water bottle,
not to say a water bottle.
连美国这么大的一个 container 丢进去，它马上充满的。
If the continent of America was a vessel that was cast into the ocean, it will be filled.
大大张口，神就大大充满。
The greatly you open up this container, the greatly you will be filled.
但是如果小小的瓶子盖的盖子
but if this small container,Holds his lid closed.
他也在神的大爱里。
It is also in the love of God.
没有一件事能叫我们与这个爱隔绝的。
There is not a thing that can separate this bottle from the love of God.
爱全是海。
Love is everywhere.
但是我主观的经历却是非常有限。
But subjectively, I am so limited.
因为我把我自己关起来。
Because I've shut myself in.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们要在一开始的讲唯独基督。
Today at the beginning of the year, we say Christ alone.
所有的遭遇都有意义的。
Everything.That we encounter has a purpose.
所有的遭遇都是为了荣耀的目的。
Everything we go through has a glorious purpose.
叫我们经历基督，得着基督，活出基督来。
That we may experience Christ, we may live out Christ.
而神就为我们预备了这么丰富的救恩。
So God has prepared this wonderful salvation for us.
所有的祝福都给了我们。
All the blessings is in Christ for us.
所有的定罪控告都为我们解决了。
All the condemnation, the Lord has resolved them all.
然后他儿子耶稣基督的爱，让我们可以得胜有余。
And the love of Jesus Christ, His Son.Allows us to be more than conquerors.
谁能够叫我们与这个爱隔绝呢
？Who can separate us from the love of God?
他问了两次，谁能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝？谁能叫我们与神的爱隔绝
？He asked the question twice. Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Who can separate us from the love of God?
弟兄姊妹，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
新的一年
，this new year，
一起好好爱主。
That we together.
同
一个心灵
高举基督
With one spirit, we together come and exalt Christ.
同一个脚中，我们把耶稣基督的福音祝福能够传扬出去
With one purpose and one course, we together expand the kingdom of God, the good news of God.
我们不扣留他
We do not hold him back.
我们一起唱 In Christ Alone.
We come and sing again in Christ Alone.
希望我们不仅仅有 cornerstone, 有这么宝贵的磐石
Not only do we come to recognize we have this precious cornerstone.
我们每一个人都是 living stone.
But we are all living stones.
都是活基督的一般人。
And that we are a people who will live out Christ. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song.Stone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and snow. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease, my comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ.I stand.
Draw bow your heads.
我不知道我们中间有没有任何人，你还没有接受耶稣这位伟大的救主做你个人的救主。
I don't know if there's among us this morning those who have not yet come and accept Christ to be your Lord and Savior.
我们在这里用最真诚的心邀请你们来认识，来接受这位伟大的主。
With the most sincere heart, we want to come and welcome you to come to know this wonderful Savior.
我们不仅仅享受他的爱。
Not only have we enjoyed His love,
我们一起在他伟大的救恩、伟大的计划里一同来成长。
Under this wonderful grand salvation and His plan, we are growing.
有没有任何福音朋友，你愿意接受耶稣？说耶稣，我愿意认识你。
Are there any friends among us that wants to say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you?
我虽然不知道太多的东西，我有很多的问题，但是我愿意来认识你。
I don't know too much, and I still have a lot of questions, but Jesus, I want to know you.
我愿意打开心来接受你。
Jesus, I want to open up my heart to know you.
有没有这样子的人，请你把手举起来。
Are there anyone here this morning like that?
我们真的鼓励你，这是太重要的日子，新年。
I invite you to raise your hand this new year, a new commitment.
希望今天成为你一生的转捩点。
That today would be the turning point of your life.
有没有这样子的人，请你把手举起来。
Is there anyone here this morning among us?
不要管别人，为了自己。
Don't worry about the people around you. For yourself. For the Lord and Lord alone. Anyone else?
最后一次，还有没有这样子的人？
One last time, anyone?
接下来我要请弟兄姊妹，当我们在唱第一节跟第四节的时候，
As we come and sing verse 1 and verse 4 again,
你愿意在新年把自己更新奉献给神？
If you're willing to consecrate yourself once again this year to the Lord,
活在神这么伟大的旨意和计划里，
And this wonderful grand plan of God for us,
学习信任万事互相效力，
To learn to truly trust that all things are working together for me,
要帮助我得到基督，
That I may lay hold of Christ,
也愿意靠着基督的爱让我在一切的事上得胜有余。
That by the love of Christ I may be more than conquerors in all things.
你愿意有这样子更新奉献的，我们才站起来唱第一节第四节。
If you have such a desire to renew your vow before the Lord as we sing verse 1 and 4, please stand.
唱完我们一起有祷告。
We'll pray together.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my strength, my song. Out of